This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Ryan Croxford from Red Suit Interviews is joining us once again this week with another great YouTuber interview. Ryan, who have you got for us this week?
Thanks there, Riley. So for this week's interview, I was able to speak with brain cancer survivor Luke Amory, who has gone on to become an author and public speaker to help people deal with the impacts of brain cancer and to also spread awareness to the lesser known effects of the disease. One such effect was the strain on mental health, and in today's segment, Luke talked openly about his own dealings with mental health.
You know, you often hear when you hear someone who's committed suicide or is thinking of it, sometimes they won't shout out, they won't actually want to bother other people because they know that, one, it can be a form of weakness, that they've got something going on in their life. Two, can be a little bit of pride. And three, it's like, well, okay, it's all just about me. I don't want to drag people into my sort of itty-bitty shitty committee, so to speak. So I didn't want to follow that road. So I had received a letter. It was quite confronting. And then it just hit me. It just boom, went off. Not that I went off, but it just affected me so much, where I didn't know what to do. Didn't know. I was on my own. I was in a park. I was in a beautiful area, but I was in a park. I just got the letter, put the letter in my car, closed the hood of my car, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm just processing what's going on. I'm hyperventilating, going crazy. And I made a couple of phone calls, and one phone call, a good friend of mine, he works with war veterans, helping them to re-identify themselves and actually gain employment and re-educate. So he has solid experience with that background, and he understood what situation I was in. And I'm truly grateful that he actually answered the call. And I hinted it that I wasn't doing well. And I'm sort of thinking, you know, it's a funny call. You can't just say, oh, I'm thinking about committing suicide right now. It was like a distressing call. Like your body and your mind isn't thinking properly. You're out of whack. So he literally reassured me that everything was okay, but he also said, look, I'll come down there right now. Are you okay? Is everything all right? And then when I heard that, it made me sort of relax a little bit, because I knew that, one, I wasn't on my own still, and I had that support.
You can find all Ryan's interviews so far on his YouTube page, Red Suit Interviews, including the full-length interview with Luke just now. If you know anyone who's going through a bad time or you're thinking some bad thoughts, please make sure you call the Lifeline number at 13 11 14. Don't be afraid or embarrassed to talk to someone, and make sure you take care of yourself.
Today's world is more competitive, challenges are more complex, industries more rapidly changing, employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.